Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is 8 Figure Business Coach Radio, Scaling Up to 8 Figures, episode number 40. This is the last of a three-part series on how to have profitable growth. So, welcome to 8 Figure Business, Scaling Up to 8 Figures. I'm your host, Victoria. Building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equipped entrepreneurs with business-building skills to scale towards an eight-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on positioning your brand, digital marketing, leadership, systems, processes, mindset, and time management. Now, let's get started. Welcome. This is one of my favorite because today I'm going to actually talk about whether or not or how you know if you should actually take a product and take it to market. So we get a lot of questions on whether or not you have an idea, whether it's your first time opening a business or you have an existing business, but you're actually looking to launch a new product or service. One of the most challenging is to decide on if it's something someone wants. Now, when I actually coach, I always tell individuals there's a difference between something that you need and something that you want. There may be something that you want, but individuals may not purchase it because it's not something they feel they need, or it could be something that they need, but they may not purchase it because it's not something that they want. The key is to find that balance, and the goal is to find it as quickly as possible, because one of the things you do not want to do is spend a lot of energy and effort and finances and time on something that no one wants. Even if you think it's a brilliant idea, the thing is to try to figure out how quickly you can actually validate what you assume, which is the ideal situation. If I take this gadget to market, X amount of individuals are going to purchase it. And you, of course, should know with your avatar who your X amount of individuals are. So when I look at profitable growth, one of the ways that you definitely want to know if you have profitable growth is producing products that are actually going to be wanted. So let's take a look at that. And one of the things you want to do right from the beginning is create a sales plan. Let's say you have a product and you just know it's absolutely fantastic. You've heard your friends talk about, boy, if someone had this or someone were to do this as a service, I would actually participate. Now, we all know a lot of people say they would purchase something, but when you actually bring it to fruition, you don't get the response that you thought you would. So I like to talk about what I mentioned in one of my other episodes is MVP, which is your most valuable product, or minimal value product, minimal variable product, however you want to call it, but it's something that's minimal. So I would call it my MVP, which is my minimal variable product, which is what you're going to actually market. So your MVP is something that you're going to take to market to test out if you would have people interested, if you would have customers that actually will spend money. Now, there may be something that you bring to market that's at no cost, free, but that doesn't mean anyone's going to spend their hard-earned money once you associate a cost with it. So we must figure that out as quickly as possible, which leads to our profitable growth. So let's take something that you have, and you want to first find out if it is something that someone would want. Well, what ways can you do that? One of the ways I love is a webinar. If you set up a webinar with something that's introducing a product, you're going to be able to tell right from the beginning if you have a buzz over whatever it is you're looking to take to market. So if you were to have a video that you put on YouTube and you actually talk about whatever the service or the product is, you can look at how many people actually download the video, how many people visit YouTube, and you can isolate it. I love, love, love having a landing page. When you have a landing page that specifically goes into this particular service or product that you're looking to offer, Look how many visits you have to your landing page. That is a great way to really, really capture and set it aside, because a landing page is specific on the one call to action that you want them to actually participate in. So when we look at our MVP, our minimum viable product, we can actually have a landing page or a webinar, a teleconference. I like those three, because if you have those three and on your landing page you have a video, you're going to be able to tell right away if there's an interest. Now, once you know you have an interest, the next step would be to create a sales plan. And you could easily do a sales plan to actually look at how and what, based on the type of interest you got from your MVP. Now, remember, your MVP should cost next to zero. And if you follow the steps with a webinar, there's so many webinars that are out there that are free. You can do a teleconference, or you can do a landing page. You can actually do all of those at no additional cost. So you want to be specific with what you want your sales goals to be, and they should be specific and measurable. So it shouldn't be something like, I want to sell 1 million units. You want to make sure that you say, for example, I want to sell 50 units to XYZ, so let's say the end users, in 30 days. And then you want to have what your sales activities are going to be. So they're strategic and tactical. Strategic is different than tactical. Then you want to actually target your accounts. You want to say what is going to be included and how you're going to go about reaching that. And then, of course, your timelines. You want to put all your dates and your step-by-step within a realistic timeline. So the timeline is very important. And going through these three or four steps is going to help you on, remember, the quickest way is to validate with your what your hypothesis is, to go ahead and say, I believe that if I sell this product or this service, X amount of people are going to come and they're going to pay this amount of money. The first thing is X. X is going to be how many individuals you think are going to actually visit whatever it is that you're talking about. And then Y would be the amount of money. That's going to come in with your sales plan. So when you're ready to build your market, you're then going to look at, now I've actually had enough individuals that are interested. And I know this because I had 97, invites or visits that actually signed up for my webinar or my teleseminar or my teleconference or my landing page. Once you have your number in mind, and that is what you're proving, I believe that this amount of individuals will come. Once you've done that, then you want to then find the correct buyer, which is your avatar. You want to be prepared, know your target, take advantage of special projects or programs that you set up, which are your referral programs, your membership sites, your membership programs, your buy two for one. But that is exactly what you want to do. So once you've done each one of these steps and you know that you have an actual product or service that you want to take to market, you then assign a cost. We always suggest you start out low, and then after you've gained momentum, then you go up a little higher. This should be a step-by-step procedure that allows you to know very, very quickly that you have a product that someone is interested in. So, I hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Please join me next week for episode number 41 on our competition and ways to beat our competition. Competition and ways to beat out our competition. And I'm actually going to go into some real great marketing stuff that's going to go back a little bit and take us out of so much of social media, which a lot of us really enjoy, and it's really great, but there's some other things out there that we can look at. So episode number 41 is going to be how to beat out our competition. We love social media, so please visit us on social media Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter, 8-Figure Coach, or leave a comment at the bottom of this episode about this episode or any other that you'd like to have a subject matter on. Also, visit us at www.the8figurebusinesscoach.com and leave a comment in our comment section, or go to our library and download some of our free business resources. Also, we would love it if you would sign up to subscribe to our weekly free business resource newsletter, where we actually will send individual comments on some of the clients we've dealt with and ways they've turned their business around, but actually information is going to help you scale your business to the next level. So, I hope you have a fantastic week, and until next time, much success.